Hey everyone, this is Cindy Coach. I'm Coach Cindy, and I so thank you for stopping in and taking a moment of your day to press play and listen to my audio. I'm keeping up my end of the New Year's resolution, and that was, if you don't already know, was to commit myself to creating more audio and sharing more with my clients and potential clients. And friends, you're all friends. If you're here, you were drawn here for a reason. You're someone who has seen my work or has worked with somebody that I have coached, or maybe you found me on Twitter, online, somewhere in the vast internet out there. Or maybe you just were referred to me by a friend. And so this audio is just a easy way for us to get to know each other, share some inspiration, have a few conversations, and spark some thought. And so today is February 1st, 2015. I'm recording this video simply because I think there's times when we need to let things just be. Well, that's an easy statement, and I'm sure you've heard that before. Let it just be. Leave it alone. Let it fall to the wayside. Just let go. It's common that people will tell us this. It's common to hear this. Maybe it's so common that we just don't even react to those sentiments or sentences any longer. We just hear them in one ear, and they really fall on deaf ears. And when that happens, we don't take it seriously. We don't internalize letting something be. So today, I've decided to work on my mandala. And why I'm mentioning this to you is because it's a great day. It's the first of the month. It's a new month. It's a new start. It's a whole new start. It's going forward. We're no longer in January, we're in February. We're no longer in the past, we're in the present. And for the future, what would it be like if we could say in 30 days we created 5 mandalas? Just 5 mandalas. I go for 5 because you can always make 4 and 1 extra. Maybe that first one isn't your best work. Maybe it's your practice run. Maybe it's something where you've never done it before and you'd like to try it out. Whatever the case may be, today is a great day to create a mandala. What is a mandala? A mandala is basically a medallion that starts in the center and gets larger and expands as you are out on the outer edges. So, most mandalas, of course, are circular. Hence, that's why I call it a mandalion. So, you think of a coin. But instead of just the center of the entire coin or medallion being decorative in no particular order, you start with a center point inside of the circle. And sometimes mandalas are squares, but they're always some kind of circular or half-circular design incorporated in a mandala. So you find a center point, and from the center point you expand through various designs. And what's really interesting about a mandala is it's simplistic. It's taking a circle, a line, a zigzag, any design that you come up with, and it repeats that design. They are known to be relaxing. They're known to spark thought and creative juice. They're known to be spiritual. And being a light worker myself, I really can't live my life without being and creating. So mandalas really are a spiritual tool. They can be relaxing. So if you've had a stressful last week, or you're having or going to have a stressful week coming up, today is the perfect day to find a space in your home, a place where you can work, low noise, quiet, get your candle, get your tools. You'll need a ruler, white paper, marker, pencil, pen. You can use watercolors, acrylics, whatever you feel comfortable with. I've even seen mandalas done in calligraphy or with a calligraphy pen, which, by the way, is just beautiful. Whatever tools that you have on hand right now, grab it. Find a space in your home. No pets, no animals, no TV, no cell phone. Just a place to be uniquely, freely you. And with the mandala, I'm giving you a challenge. If you can create 4 to 5 mandalas in 30 days, and please, by all means, find me on Pinterest or email me at cjw617@yahoo.com. Find me on Pinterest and let's be friends. I'd love to see your work. And if you have any questions, you can always, always connect with me, even on Facebook. Cindy Wishes on Pinterest and Cindy Wishes on Facebook. Now, let's go create something that's uniquely, freely, totally you. Well, I'm going to create something that's totally, uniquely, freely me. And I'm doing that right now. And that's what prompted me to reach out and do this audio so that I could share with you the beautiful things that a mandala can bring to you. You'll find that spiritual aspect the moment that you realize it's not work, it's not pressure, it's just for you. Put whatever those beautiful things are that are in your heart and mind, putting them on the paper is really inspirational in itself. So if you need any other inspiration, you certainly can look online to a friend, a magazine. I find that flowers really do reflect the essence of a mandala. Think about it. Just think about it. Well, until the next time, I hope that you're going to take your day and use it wisely, use it spiritually, and inspirationally. And, of course, I'd love you to come back and listen to my other audio, and I'm going to get back to doing my mandala. I'm going to get back to creating what my heart and my mind are wishing and hoping and pushing me to do. And I hope that you enjoy your day. I hope that your mandala opens your heart and mind to more creative force, to more creative pleasure. And I hope you share it with me and anyone else. Take care. This is Coach Cindy. Bye-bye.